Casey Lowry is on the line because he has a brand new single that we're about to play for you, and I'm stoked. This is, I say this to him every time we get a new single. This one is my favorite one so far. Hello, Casey Lowry. Where in the world are you?
I'm in a caravan. I'm in a caravan in Norfolk, in a little surf town in England. And I can honestly say I'm not good at surfing anywhere in the world, but this is particularly hard.
Why? Why? I mean, I'm pretty sure you look like a surfer boy, though, actually. I feel like you would be
It's
really
all.
good at it.
No, I'm not. I've got the balance. I don't know what has bad balance, but it's me. Yeah, I actually tried to learn to surf the first time in South Africa. And it's just nice. It's nice there. You've got the sun, you've got all these amazing views. You come to England and it's just cold. It's just cold and the water's brown. It's just not nice.
Okay, but you spend, I feel like you have one foot in the UK and one foot in Africa because you spend equal amounts of time in both. So when are you coming back?
As soon as possible, please. The weather here is atrocious. Take me back. I'm just waiting for Home Affairs to say it's okay, and then I'm
Okay, done. I mean, you know what?
there.
Anything we can do, is there a petition we can sign? Is there someone we can email? I don't know, bribery. I don't care. I'll do anything.
No, they've not blocked me coming in just yet. We'll see what happens.
No, I think you're going to be fine for a while. Okay, so what have you been doing between the last time we spoke and now? I know you were traveling a little bit. I know you took some downtime, but I also know that you've been working on something.
I took some serious downtime. I just needed a break. I think the last show I played was Splashy Fan, and it went really, really well. It was super cool, and it was like probably one of the biggest things I've done, like to date, to just turn up and like 7,000 people just be staring you in the eyes. It was awesome, but it also made me realize that look, I need a bit of a break. I need a bit of time off, and I need to focus on actually getting some songs together that have not been out already for the last 10 years. And this is the first one of those songs. I don't know what the whole outcome's going to look like. But it's basically about why I needed the time off and me processing some serious grief.
I am here for that. As someone who has been processing some serious grief, I'm ready for the songs about the grief. Because, you know, like we all, I think everyone that goes through it, they have these playlists and playlists of songs, and you're always kind of scared to listen to them. But listening to your song, it wasn't scary. It didn't make me sad, if that makes sense.
I think that's kind of the point of it. I think I wanted something that was still uplifting in sounds, even if the lyrics were quite sad. It's more like I wanted it to be more like a beautiful, nostalgic memory rather than just a place of sadness. Like I wanted it to come out and uplift people. I don't think I've ever been the person that wants to dampen people's day, even if that's helping my grief. I wanted to be people would listen to it and be able to know and remember good things.
Casey, when, I mean, obviously people know you from your online presence and from having met you here in South Africa, watched you perform. You're very up, you're very energetic, you give a lot of good energy. But going through something like grief, how do you balance the Casey that we're all kind of expecting and the Casey that is now grieving someone they've lost?
I don't know. It's really hard, and I've thought about this a lot. It's weirdly, I feel like I'm grieving the person I was before my granddad died. It's such a deep one. This is such a great South African conversation. You guys love getting these weird deep things out of me. yeah. But it's yeah, I don't feel like the same person anymore, and I just wonder if people notice that a lot. But yeah, but then at the same time, I don't think that's what it's about. I think it's just about making music that you're supposed to love and recognize and it be real.
And that we have an affinity with, I think. Because, everyone's going to listen to it subjectively, right? And grief for someone is not perhaps losing a grandfather or, in my case, a husband. Grief is a dog. It's a friendship that ended. It's a job that didn't work out. It's losing a house, Grief is so many different things for so many different people. And I think that this song speaks to it in such a beautiful, beautiful way.
I'm so sorry about that, by the way. He was an incredible man.
Thank you. Yes, Casey did know Phil quite well. And Phil loved Casey, I think, sometimes more than me. And there are some stories that I will never, ever tell. But Casey, I'm sorry for yours as well. It's been, I think, a rough couple of months for the friendship. And luckily, I have you that writes music. I just ask you really dark questions on the internet.
I like it. It's usually really, people really usually beat about the bush. You go straight for it and it's brilliant.
Why wait? Life is short. We both know life is short, man. You know what? All we have is right now. That's it.
No, I like it. I like it.
Okay, so what do you want a listener to take from this song? Like, what is your message? Because, like I said, it's subjective, right? But what is your thing?
I want them to take some time to think about the people that perhaps either aren't in their lives anymore, or actually, when I wrote this song, it was the realization that the time had come short with him. It wasn't necessarily that he'd passed. I actually wrote this just before he had, and it was that realization that I really didn't have long left, and it was almost like a pre-grieving. Which is such a weird feeling, right? Because you want to spend so long with these people, but you understand it's going to hurt and you understand there's not very long left. So it was, just basically, I want people to take away the realization that they should spend so much time with the people that they love and create those memories and just be there present in the moment and stop staring at their phones all day.
That, exactly that. But also, Casey, you actually took your band home to your granddad's house and you played for him so that he could see you perform, right? That was beautiful.
No, it's so cute. Oh, I'm nearly crying. This is no, it's all right. I'm glad it's not a video. It was one of the nicest things I've ever done. Like turning up and being able to play for him. And he the best bit about it was he pretended to like it.
Oh, babe, I'm sure he loved it. I'm sure he was so stoked and so proud. So proud.
Yeah, I think the funniest thing was he was the biggest lover of brandy in the world, and
Really?
biggest lover. And in England, you don't really get many brandy lovers, right? It's
Yeah.
a specialist thing. But the fact I was able to go over to South Africa and bring him back the best brandy I could find. And he used to keep it on the side. So there was always a bit of South Africa with him as well.
Oh, Casey, you're making me emotional, dude. Why do we do
Yeah.
this to each other? No. Okay, so the song is out. Where do we where, what is it called? Firstly, I didn't even ask you what it's called. We went straight in.
It's going to get even sadder in a second. It's called Not Ready.
Oh, never. You're never ready, I mean, it's
Oh.
okay. You know what? You know what I've learned in the last 8 months of this journey? It's that you will never be the same person ever again from loss, whatever that loss is, right? That person, a part of you, left as well. However, not ready is also okay. None of us are ever going to be ready. You're never, ever, even if you've had 100 years with the person, you're never going to have enough time. But if you look at
Yeah.
it, you're so lucky to have had such a great granddad. And I'm so lucky to have had such an incredible husband. And we were both loved unconditionally. And not many people get that, man. So you know what? Not ready is actually beautiful. And we were so, so lucky.
Yeah, you just got to be grateful.
That's it, dude. And you are like the king of gratitude most of
Most of the time, yeah.
the time. Most of the time. So, Casey, are we getting an EP? Are we getting an album? Is there a body of work coming?
I can't tell you because I get told off.
Oh, okay.
I'll
Well,
get told off.
That feels like it could be a yes, but I don't know to which one. So I'm gonna cross my fingers and my toes.
When the next song comes out, let's ponder the same question.
There's another song.
I don't know yet. I don't know. What have I done? Oh no.
If the next song comes out, okay, I get it, I get it. If we get
Yeah.
another song from Casey Lowry, who is a musician and should actually be giving us lots of songs, then we'll ponder the same question.
Thank you.
Okay, Casey Lowry, do us a solid, please, and introduce your new single here on Jacaranda FM.
I'm Casey Lowry, and this is Not Ready.